Blog Talk Radio. brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Oh, yes, thankful for the opportunity to be back with you here again and welcoming you to the show for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words, and these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me surely that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection, His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. I said to silence that they could to destroy. But the Most High has a plan. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, He has a plan and a promise. For it must be, my brothers and sisters, must be discerned throughout the world that all that the Most High has spoken, of all that He has spoken, His words will not return to Him void. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, He shall speak true to all my brothers and sisters that He has ever spoken. And His word being a promise, my brothers and sisters, His word shall not return to Him void, meaning that it will accomplish, His word shall accomplish all that. I said all that, my brothers and sisters, which He has forsworn. Understanding this truth, my brothers and sisters, it is imperative. Ah, yes, my brothers and sisters, it is imperative. It's utmost importance that we discern. I said it's of utmost importance that we discern what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it should not be a shock, but I know to many, because we live in a world that does not predispose the minds to give all things consideration. For many, it would be a shock to understand something that's a very, very important acknowledgement. I said a very, very important acknowledgement. If any soul is to enter the kingdom of Yah. And that acknowledgement, my brothers and sisters, must be this. Humanity must come to understand in this age of so many fallen, polluted, short-sighted, so many ways, my brothers and sisters, perverse standards. A world as a whole must understand. My brothers and sisters, I said, must understand that indeed, without question, if you look across the entirety, of what is presently somewhat 45,000 denominations, and some 280 and counting nations, obviously the result of man having not hearkened fully, to the command of the Most High, it should become very obvious to us, my brothers and sisters, yes, very obvious to us, if we are wise, to understand in this massive diversitude, that it is not, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it is not and has not been for all the coalescences and allegiances that man has had with the various nations of men. It has not, I repeat, not been, regretfully, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of Yah that men have given attention to. It has not been the righteousness of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, that men have understood or even been able to collaboratively agree upon as a reference point for reverence. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said 45,000 denominations across the world. 45,000 denominations. Who knows how many different diverse religiosities in this world? 280 nations, my brothers and sisters. Kind of make it kind of obvious. Did you hear me? Kind of make it kind of obvious if we're willing to consider it. Makes it kind of obvious, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, that the righteousness of Yah has not, I repeat, has not been the reference point that men have used unto seeking what indeed for the blessing of mankind is salvation. That is an astute truth. That is an astute truth that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's amazing that when people look across the world and they see what they call the Christian faith, seeing, as I said before, some 45,000 denominations in the midst. Who knows how many, my brothers and sisters, when you sit back and amass together then all the various standards among those who consider themselves true to Abrahamic covenant. Most I told Abraham that as a blessing to the nations, and even a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to individual souls, let alone to the nations, that men all collectively must seek what is the pure and perfect will of Yah. You find that, my brothers and sisters, at Genesis 17 chapter. Most High told Abraham to seek after the perfect will of the Most High, and his seed would be a blessing to all nations' his children. And my brothers and sisters, the seed of Abraham are those who walk after the spirit and the thoughts, the ideal that the Most High gave to Abraham. One scripture says it another way in the book of Galatians. It says, if you belong to, I pray you will understand this, I'm not using that Greek word Christ. If you belong to the Kurdi, the righteous one, him who the Most High sends to declare righteousness in the world, to restore righteousness in the world, restore faith in the world. I said beyond the pluralities that have created so much debate and doubt in this world. If you belong to the Kurdi, the one that is mentioned as a righteous one like the rising sun, that comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, all the confusion, and reveal the light, pure, perfect light that the world would obscure. Scriptures speak about him in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Really, my brothers and sisters, all through the 40th through the 66th chapter of Isaiah, all these are prophecies concerning that same righteous one. It is obvious, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to expose all the rulers. Isaiah 41, Isaiah 11 says he comes to expose all unrighteousness. Wherefore wicked is righteousness, wickedness is unrighteousness, lawlessness, every fallen short and polluted standard. Malachi says he suddenly comes to the temple. And his reason why he suddenly comes to reprove all the priests, because they have said that everyone walking according to his own evil way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, is that true. Scripture says he must come then, therefore, to restore righteousness as of old, as in former days, as in former years. What about the prophecy, my brothers and sisters, that speaks about in Isaiah 55, when he calls forth his people in these latter days to be a light to the nations? The message of the nations, my brothers and sisters, is this. Your thoughts have not been like his thoughts, Your ways have not been like his ways. Let the wicked man forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. And it talks about the righteousness of Yah being revealed in Isaiah 56. And it says also to the son of the stranger, the Gentiles, who takes hold of his covenant, who keeps the Shabbat, seeks the fullness of what is divine will. It says, even also the Gentile can then be given a name as great as sons and daughters, even as great as the name that he gave to his people Israel, the people of Yah. Now, brothers and sisters, the question I have to ask so many is, since the scripture says that Abraham indeed believed Yah, he sought the righteousness of Yah. Abraham believed Yah and it was counted to him for righteousness. Oh, so what is it that declares righteousness? Is it the standard of the nations? Is it the standard of a multitude of denominations? Is it the standard of a multitude of different churches? Are my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations? Well, look at it. The scriptures tell us well. And Messiah is coming. It's going to be found out that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. How about falling short of the righteousness of Yah? How about, my brothers and sisters, the fact that scriptures say that, quite frankly, my people are destroyed, divided for lack of knowledge. How about when you look across the world, you see a multitude of standards, partial, imperfect, polluted, tainted, deceitful, in that they claim to be sufficient. When, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible for a multitude of diverse standards to be sufficient unto an atonement, under a common sense of communion and a common sense of reverence for the will of one. Think about it. You got all these different standards in the world. Scripture says that one day we'll all be found falling short. Is that communication or miscommunication? Is that understanding or lack thereof? Is that communion with the Creator, my brothers and sisters, or is that, after pride, so much rebellion? Believe me, my brothers and sisters, what this world today has called Christianity is not true, my brothers and sisters, to the expectation of the early church. The early church expected Messiah to come to reprove every unrighteous standard in this world. After the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that reproves all iniquity. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, scriptures speak of the very name of Messiah. Means he will deliver his people from their sins. How about every fallen or polluted standard that has caused men to become prideful after false righteousness? And if that is not the expectation among the churches today, and if your leaders among the churches didn't teach you that expectation, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. They never taught you the gospel of peace. In fact, they left you to be gullible after the standards of men. We spoke last night about Luke 18, around 18:8-9. And it talks about Messiah coming. He said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will he find faith in Yah, or will he find men's trust in that which is not trustworthy? Will he find faith in Yah, or will he find man, my brothers and sisters, having trusted in that which is falsehood, not the righteousness of Yah? Think about it. Isaiah 44:20 on through. Speak about Messiah coming to have to reprove all unrighteousness. I said Messiah comes to reprove all unrighteousness, proving foolish the wisdom of the wise. Think about it. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations. All speaking something different. Can I be speaking the righteousness of Yah? For his word, my brothers and sisters, according to the gospel, say, go forth and teach all nations everything, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means according to the authority of Yah. I didn't say any man's lesser standard. Anything, my brothers and sisters, does not seek toward that pure and perfect standard cannot be the covenant of peace, and is not a holy covenant, for that matter, at all. Think about it. All these multitudes of partialities, all these multitudes of pollutions have not used the righteousness, unknown the righteousness of Yah, as an absolute standard. In fact, the book of Romans says men have had the law, but not seeking it by faith, seeking to comfort themselves, have sought to establish their own righteousness. And that is not submission to the righteousness of Yah. In fact, we are warned, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Therefore, even though it is written, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. How many understand that calling upon the name of the Most High means you have to call upon him according to his revelation of himself? Joel 2:32, all come to pass in the last days, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But it says, in Jerusalem shall be delivered to the remnant whom the Most High has called. How can men call upon him whom they have not heard? How can they not blaspheme and disrespect the name? Even the authority, my brothers and sisters, of one whom they have not heard and have chosen to presumptuously imagine. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, hear me. No one has the right to presume anything concerning divine will. In fact, any man who would presume to speak for him rather than wait to hear from him. My brothers and sisters has sought to claim authority, really doesn't have. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to presume anything concerning the will of Yah and to cause men to be led astray, my brothers and sisters, one scripture, Matthew, they wanted to call it, 12:36 says, man's will of account for every idol. How about stagnating word? Unrighteous word. Every word, my brothers and sisters, every illusion of short-sightedness that causes men not to seek the greater truth, he should give account for having established that obstacle in the judgment. Because men have been blinded after a depraved and indiscriminate status quo, well, I have to ask a question about that. Think about it. Since men have not used the righteousness or have not been familiar or even discerned fully the righteousness of Yah, and their multitude of diverse standards, political, social, and religious in this world, dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that the righteousness of Yah is illegal because men, that the righteousness of Yah is illegal because men have in so many ways sworn men into after allegiance to the will of another, those who, in their rebellion or lack of knowledge or just simple lack of diligence, have not sought fully what the Most High has declared? Shall men, my brothers and sisters, declare the law of the Most High to be illegal? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's exactly what the rulers of the nations have done. Nations, my brothers and sisters, and rulers, since the dawn of the fall, have chosen to seek to destroy whatever voices will compel men to remember what the Most High declared from the beginning. For the Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance, teaching all things. Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. The victory, my brothers and sisters, is in discerning what your leaders would not tell. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand that? Did you hear me? I said the victory is in discerning what your rulers would not tell. There's so much scripture that the Bible tells you in advance. The rulers would not speak. So faith then must come by hearing then, my brothers and sisters, a word from the Most High. I pray that you will understand that. The book of Jacob, they call it James. It says you're scattered among the nations. Amongst nations that lack wisdom, lack of discretion. Think about it. A multitude of pluralist nations cannot be true to the will of one. It says, if you lack wisdom, it didn't say ask the ruler, it said ask Yah. I pray you will understand that. And I pray those among you whom the Most High has offered opportunity will hear and will not turn aside from the hearing of his voice. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, if you're double-minded, lacking wisdom, don't think that you receive anything from Yah, certainly not the kingdom. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. That means your righteousness must seek after him. In righteousness you must seek after him, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because he never said one time that the unrighteousness of a multitude of varied kings and priests, rabbis, elders, whatever he calls them, presidents and kings, will ever be viable unto his kingdom. He has to call his people from the midst of all these unrighteous standards. So it is written, my brothers and sisters, so must it be done. The question would be asked when Messiah declared the exceeding righteousness. Like he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, who have in so many ways denied so much of the law and the prophets. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. Have the nations have any of the nations you see on earth today use fully only what is written amidst the scriptures and the words of the prophets as the dictates of their nation? Is there any denomination on earth? I see a whole lot of scripture I don't see being taught in any church. And I know that's going to sound like a bold statement. People say, well, you ever come to my church? I hear that all the time. I just tell people, say, please, look at my website, hiddengospel.com. You tell me whether you ever heard so many of those things that are written there. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell you in advance that leaders won't teach it. Did you hear me? The scriptures tell you in advance the type of things you find on my website, hiddengospel.com, your rulers won't teach you. And my brothers and sisters, the reason why they won't is because all these things declare and show the people where the rulers are treacherous in having not done so. Understand, he said, the victory is not according to the multitude of standards of men. Therefore, think about it. The gospel of righteousness is not of this world. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, he said, you'd be free indeed. Why, my brothers and sisters? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him. I didn't say the various standards of men. I didn't say any of the misrepresentations of the Father, the Son. He said, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because whoever would preserve an unrighteous stance or ideal, even Numbers 24 says he will come to destroy whoever seeks to preserve the ways of a, let's just put it this way, a wicked city. And in the thoughts of the unrighteous, whoever seeks to preserve the ways that would be a corruption or an obstacle to his people, he will destroy. Hey, 1 Corinthians 3, say, whoever defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. He said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, after the multitude of different standards of people compromise are called wise, he said, let them consider themselves a fool that they may become wise. Hey, even the apostle Shaul knew. He said to be faithful. He said, I know nothing of which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge, he said. In fact, he said his judge will ultimately be Messiah, who calls men to give attention, even to consider those things which men had not considered. We're talking about Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Caused men to consider those things they had not considered. And then shall every man ought to praise Yah. Because scriptures speak of him coming, my brothers and sisters, and putting the kings to silence, to shame. When people finally shall be, by his voice, made to consider what for so long the people of the earth, constrained after their rulers, have not considered. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that man become prideful after what they want to call their country, their church, their denomination, blah, 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 have become prideful, even resistant against the greater discipline of the Most High. Scripture said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth. He said, my disciples. That means willing to accept his discipline. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me, preach good tidings to the meek. He didn't say those who are prideful in themselves, who see themselves as righteous. Oh, we talked last night, like I said, Luke 18:8-9. He said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Or will he find many of my brothers and sisters not only despising one another, but despising him because they had already conceived themselves as righteousness, thinking that they know the Most High, thinking that they discern the will of the Most High sufficient, at a level sufficient to discern him. Well, the scriptures say in Zephaniah 3rd chapter, when he comes, hey, though he brings justice to light morning by morning, and does not fail, does not reveal a fallen standard. Scripture says the wicked, the lawless, those who consider themselves righteous unto themselves and prideful will know no shame. Therefore, the Most High will have to reprove all nations. Because guess what? Every lie, every fallen standard, every false righteous standard, every standard is not true to the will of the one. Yah must expose. That men know to seek the exceeding righteousness of Yah. The Messiah said, whoever does not exceed the righteousness of his rulers, who deny the law and the prophets, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He said he comes for the refreshing, the restitution of all things. Acts 3:18-23. According to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, meaning that all the Most High said is consistent, not a contradiction. Blessed are they who understand that the scriptures don't speak of a new covenant as much as they speak of the remembrance of what Yah declared from the beginning. Well, the word from the beginning is the hope of life. Yah so loved the world, he sent his own begotten Son, that men discern again, my brothers and sisters, what was declared from the beginning, that men not fall short to love darkness more than light. But that demands, my brothers and sisters, that the hearts be open to receive what Jacob at 1:17, James, they wanted to call it. Like I said, King James, had always stick himself off into something, huh? Well, think about it. At 1:17, he said, it's written, even in the King James Version, it's written, that every good and perfect gift that comes from the Most High and is acceptable unto him must come first from the Father of lights. I said, the Father of light in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of changing. Shall man believe, my brothers and sisters, that a variant, polluted, unrighteous thing is worthy unto the Holy Kingdom, as if the Most High favors that would pollute and profane his name? No, my brothers and sisters, those who will attain to what the Most High calls confirmation in his name, the seal of the Most High Yah, are those, my brothers and sisters, who can accept the fullness of his testimony. For if man deny even the least word of the Most High, man has exalted himself by calling the Most High as a liar, Most High a liar. And such blasphemy, such irreverence, such disrespect, my brothers and sisters, will never be worthy of divine favor. Blessed are they who will understand this. Righteousness before Yah, my brothers and sisters, must be exceeding the multitude of pretenses of diverse worldly conflict. Must be under perfect harmony and complicity after what is viable rather than contentious or rebellious against what must be the harmony of the Holy Kingdom. Hear me. Men call themselves righteous, but you need to ask a question. What they believe, will it cause them to be called assets or a hindrance to the common understanding of those who must discern to call upon the Holy Name with one consent? Hear me. Zephaniah 3:13 said the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, no false doctrine. Won't be any miscommunication, my brothers and sisters. They'll speak no lies. No one speaking presumptuously then. Doing no iniquity, no inequity. In other words, there should be justice according to what the Most High is pleased with. And there will be none to harm them. They shall be a steadfast people, my brothers and sisters, and will not be easily destabilized. They are not gullible, my brothers and sisters, in that they have taken upon themselves the whole armor, the fullness of all the Most High would declare, unto the remembrance of all that he has spoken to his people. My brothers and sisters, there be none to harm or dissuade them. Who will understand it in this time? Like I said, the scriptures say in Isaiah 11th chapter, particularly 11th to the 14th chapter, Messiah comes to expose this Babylon, comes to expose this confusion by the Spirit of the Most High, not judging after the unrighteous and what seems wise unto men. You need to look sometime at Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25. For in fact, many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Romans 9:10, again, my brothers and sisters, speaks about Messiah having to come because men have had the law, the written word, but have not sought it by faith. And oftentimes, our brothers and sisters becoming proud in themselves. Oh, after reprobate, carnal mind. And believe, my brothers and sisters, there was no devil. All that's required to create one is the man to be left to himself. Man, reading the words, my brothers and sisters, has not brought forth salvation, has not brought forth the healing, has not been the ministry, my brothers and sisters, of righteousness unto peace. Because many, reading the words, getting their own understanding after the spirit of the flesh, wasn't the spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters. Many willing to compromise the word of the Most High have not realized how often, my brothers and sisters, they have defied the principle. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the truth of his conscience. In other words, if he gives you an instruction, obey that instruction that he might be able to teach you more. You need a foundation, my brothers and sisters. Discern that the foundation that Yah declares that he is one. There can be no deviation, my brothers and sisters, in his word, nor can there be deviation amidst those who would be called his people. Hey, 1 Corinthians 1:10 says it well. The name of the Most High, we almost speak the same thing. No divisions among us. One understanding. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures even tell us. In Isaiah 41:21, the Messiah shall rebuke all the rulers. If men cannot declare all things upon the same foundation declared from the beginning, to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the nature of present worldly depravity, to discern what must come to be to bring an end to this confusion, and to establish indeed true righteousness again in the earth. You say, if your leaders have not taught that testimony, my brothers and sisters, then my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say point blank, that what you were taught was never the gospel. It was not after the forming on the tutelage of the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say concerning that, if you cannot declare, and if your leaders have not taught you that testimony, that you know to look for the one that's called Shiloh. How about Genesis 49 and 10? Concerning the one that the Most High said the gathering of the people must be. That means the gathering of the people beyond all the rulers must be. For if they, my brothers and sisters, would call themselves wise, refuse the greater discipline that he brings to bear. If we search the scriptures closely, we find that if men choose to hold to any of the standards taught by the diversitude of the nation that have not been true to the fullness of the word, well, scripture says, they who would do this should be cut off from among the people. Isaiah 30 says those who do this will be broken without pity. Most High has promised peace in the world. It means that those who will not hearken to the truth, being obstacles, my brothers and sisters, should not be allowed to continue to be obstacles. For the Most High shall declare his word. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who now discern that they must prepare themselves for a righteousness that exceeds all the churches, all the denominations, all your leaders, all your pastors, all your priests, all your rabbis, all your elders, all your imams, all your presidents, all your kings, all your premiers, all your bishops, whatever they be their title. But the King of Kings comes to claim what is his own. And his name, his authority, his jurisdiction will not be subdivided after any of the precepts of man. Blessed are they who understand it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, just like the scribes and Pharisees who, after the appointment of Rome, maybe I need to explain that. Some few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed all the priests who wanted a king after Jewish seed. Rome set up a priesthood at that time, catering to Roman ideals. A priesthood that even dared to say they had no king but Caesar. But basically saying that Caesar was their god. Most High said you shall have no other gods before him. Meaning if you establish a standard that prevents people from seeing the fullness of his righteousness, guess what? What you believe has become a god to you. What you uphold, what you obey, become a god to you. And the Most High by no means then can deny any of his word. There's men, as they so often do. Somebody say you give them an inch, take a mile. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, Isaiah 28 says it's going to be a terror, a vexation. But many understand the report. The word of Messiah will be line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. And many will find out they didn't have the foundation necessary upon which to grow or to mature. In fact, not even a sufficient foundation to begin to understand the high implications of his word, the Machshava principle of his word, whereby his reasoning is not short-sighted nor hasty, gives consideration, my brothers and sisters, to all the Most High has said from the very beginning. In fact, the scripture says all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them. Read 1 Kepha, if you will, Peter 1:10-11, and understand. He says, he with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, every fallen standard. Scripture talks about for righteousness' sake, he would judge and make war. He would discipline all the nations with a rod of iron. Out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword, meaning he would discipline all the nations after an absolute sense of justice. And his word like a sharp two-edged sword, being full and complete after all that is the word of Yahweh, the side of brothers and sisters will discern who will praise Yah, who praises Yah, who praises him not. You don't make an oath unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, in a part of what is his command, his very name. And he says, Ishye, I am that I am. It means he is all that he is. And before he denies himself, my brothers and sisters, it is already written, he will deny us. Read 2 Timothy and understand why you need to be complete unto all good works. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, many have been deceived. How they've been deceived. Pagans didn't have a word to relate to the difference between divine law and man's law. Use the same old word, nomos, for the decrees of the nation to uphold all their pagan gods, all their multitude of opinions. Pax Romana, they call it the peace of Rome. Might as well call it the law of Rome, was to maintain all the diverse gods of Rome, who the rulers claimed to be in some way, in so many ways, the power brokers with regard to them, because the most contentious gods had favored them, so they said. And brothers and sisters, what they call Pax Romana was directly in antipathy against the truth of the gospel. The gospel of the Holy Kingdom is not according to all these contradictions. Most of the contradictions, my brothers and sisters, whereby there is no absolution, can never be peace. There must come a revolution, my brothers and sisters, a revolution of absolution against all the confusion. My brothers and sisters, must come a revelation revolution. The light, my brothers and sisters, must cast out the darkness. Man discerning the greater light, the pure, perfect word and invariant word of the Most High, must prove that he prefers light rather than darkness, wisdom rather than indiscriminate thinking. My brothers and sisters, dare men say because men have fallen short that the Most High does not uphold his word? Think about what's written. Romans 2:29, 3:4. The whole world be a liar. Yah will yet be true. The true Jew is one whose praise, whose worship is not... Not, my brothers and sisters, constrained after the designs of men, but from and unto Yah. Hear, my brothers and sisters, and let us understand the reality. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us understand that ancient society, ancient Hebrew society, had what they call bar and bat mitzvahs. And to be kind of righteous, become kind of viable unto society, the child had to prove that he could uphold the standards that maintain the nation. Righteousness before Yah, brothers and sisters, was never according to anything else but that which will build the Holy Kingdom on earth. The kingdom, my brothers and sisters, can only come to bear when men exceed all the unrighteousness of their rulers. Why do I say that? When Messiah said, your rights must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. The scribes and Pharisees were hypocritical after the ways of Rome. That's who had appointed them in his time. He said, your gospel has to go forth to all the nations. That means the standards of the nation were still kind of inviolable. The nation had to be converted. He said, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that brings all things to remembrance. How about, my brothers and sisters, brings to remembrance the truth of the Most High that exposes every fallen standard that has divided the nations. In the beginning, all things were one. Man turned away from that pure, perfect word. Oh, he said, go forth and teach everything he commands. Perfect, complete. Baptizing. How about purging out, my brothers and sisters, whatever is unclean? Presumptuous. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Reproving all sin. How about every imperfect, impure standard? Every impure ideal? That man may at last stand upon a solid rock upon which they may discern the word of Yah and grow. But my brothers and sisters, without that foundation, everything you give a man, well, think about it. 2 Peter 3:14-18. The apostle, be called Kepha, Peter. Wasn't really his name. We can get into that another time. But he said, quite frankly, you can say it concerning the words of our beloved brother Paul, Shaul. He said, there's some things written in his scripture, in his words, so difficult to understand that those who are wicked, how about lawless, not having strong enough foundation, not realize that the purpose of the gospel is to make all people one, of one mind, like-minded. You need to read Romans 15, actually, my brothers and sisters. All things written of old, then, for our learning, that we through patience and faith in Scripture might have the same hope, that all might be brought obedient in word and deed, all nations. You need to read all that 15th chapter of Romans very closely. For those who don't realize that they must come to that consensus and that one standard, oftentimes being beguiled to be satisfied in less. Brothers and sisters have been damned as though living with the world. Why? Because they have not sought the fullness of what the Most High says must be perceived, that we all think and conceive after one mind and one heart. He says, come, let us reason together. He's not talking about man reasoning according to leaning to his own understanding. He says, two or more you gathered in his name, there is he in the midst. Why? To reconcile the differences by compelling man to consider what he has not considered. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, my brothers and sisters, but what they don't know. What men think they know, having only listened to their leaders after a multitude of partialities within their contentions and pride, self-righteous desire to keep the people in bondage to various rulers, not true to the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, to be subject to all these institutions, again, it's not salvation, it's not oneness, it's not the healing of the world. My brothers and sisters, it is actually animosity against the Most High himself. So often when men are predisposed to consider themselves righteous according to their own standards, they are resistant against divine discipline. The scripture says, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to the humble, to release the captives, to open the eyes of the blind, to bind up the brokenhearted, in other words, wherever it is, men's sense of wisdom, heart, understanding, zeal, has been divided after the ideals of another. Hey, after the one spirit from whence all things were brought to bear, Messiah comes to restore. And me and my brothers and sisters receive all things as one. Must be an end of confusion, that's the promise. It's the only way there will be peace. The rulers didn't tell you how Messiah comes. He didn't tell you about that city from which he emerges. Whoa, what did I say? Zephaniah 3rd? That city from which he emerges? Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19? Isaiah 24, 16 through 20, that city called the city of confusion. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, that city called the city of destruction. The scriptures, my brothers and sisters, over and over again. It's Isaiah 66 chapter, 6 to the 15th verses. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check it out on my website, hiddengospel.com, the secret city prophecies, and discern the reality concerning what the scriptures say Messiah truly shall return. Big difference between what you find there in the scenario from the 24th to the 27th chapter of Isaiah compared to what they try to tell you when they read to you what they call the New Testament, but without the foundation of the Old. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, they are consistent from Genesis to Revelation. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have desired that you not have foundation, have been able to twist the minds of men every which way but right. My brothers and sisters, they didn't want you to discern what's right, because the truth of the matter, one of the biggest secrets in the Bible, is that Messiah comes to expose all the rulers. I did not say that any of them were wise. In fact, the prophets say Messiah comes because all the rulers have fallen short of his glory and have lied to the people, transgressing and lying against the Most High, to the point there was no intercessor. Read Isaiah 59. None to say restore, according to Isaiah 42. The way of peace men have not known. Isaiah 59 and 8. You have to lead the people by a way they have known not. Isaiah 42:16. This is what the scriptures say concerning the Messiah. He comes to reprove all the nations, because my brothers and sisters, the rulers would not. But that's not what they tell you, my brothers and sisters. In fact, they don't even prepare you to understand that truth. And if they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel. That's exactly what's said in Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4. If they didn't teach you Messiah comes to reprove all the rulers because they didn't give you a foundation nor the expectation, if they didn't teach you that, and even scripture said in advance they wouldn't, they never taught you the gospel of the kingdom. They never taught you the righteousness of Yah. They taught you the illusion of every single system that exists on this earth. The matrix, my brothers and sisters, which never tell the whole truth. Hey, that's the nature of a liar. We'll see you on a faulty foundation, never tell you enough truth to get you out of the pit, but only will seek to compel you to believe that you are confident and sufficient where you are, while they continue to exploit you, while they fatally flatter you. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond that, because Messiah comes to set his people free. We, my brothers and sisters, we either hearken to Yah, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, we either hearken to Yah or we will be found foolish. The gospel be here to save them that are lost. If you don't have the gospel that is the truth, my brothers and sisters, you're misled by somebody's lie. Because many have not discerned in true deed, my brothers and sisters, which is the righteousness of the holy kingdom. And believe me, political correctness does not declare that you should go out and say where your political, social, economic, pseudo-religious systems have not been true to what's written in the scriptures. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, let's look at it this way. Anciently, Rome murdered many because they knew the difference between what is the truth of the gospel. They knew the difference between what is the truth of the gospel and what men must convert unto versus what was being declared by Rome. Well, so is true by all the nations, my brothers and sisters, and denominations today. Hey, the Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. Why did the denominations and rulers tell you that they already got it going on? Rather than tell you to prepare for one who comes to restore what they have treacherously despised and denied. Believe me, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of cumulative word in the scripture. It is not discerned unless you understand fully what the scriptures are saying from Genesis to Revelation. And without that cumulative picture, my brothers and sisters, so much is missed. When scripture says Messiah is going to come with that greater vision, who's ready to understand it? Or will men in their pride, my brothers and sisters, be pronated to consider themselves wise before the time, only to fall short of glory? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Greatest wisdom is in knowing what the rulers would not tell.
60 Most
seconds.
Most
prophets to speak what others would not. Wisdom under Yah is not after the very confusion and short-sightedness of men. And in fact, it means exactly what it says. And the scripture says, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. Leaders are not righteous, not full in the word, if they won't teach you the whole word. Messiah comes according to Isaiah 48 because men have sworn by the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Say, who is there among you who can declare this thing that Babylon might be overthrown? Messiah comes as a word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, to show you again the way you should go. Read Isaiah 48. Read Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters, that you might not be destroyed from before him. Scriptures talk about in Isaiah 49 that he finally comes saying, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name and shut up and concealed me to bring his people back to him. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel. Revelation 7:16 through 17, and compared to Isaiah 49:10, all relates the same. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So it's my honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. You need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, why the gospel of righteousness go forth if unrighteousness was sufficient? Comfort of the Holy Spirit teaches all things. To rebuke all short-sightedness, all the pollutions of man. Because, my brothers and sisters, you must escape all these if you are to find the salvation the Most High declares for those who confirm true unto his word, even unto his kingdom.
Louder, louder lying. So why let your voice be tamed?
Mm-hmm.